Chocolate? Is it vanilla?
Oh, the wafer part is chocolate. Mm-hmm. The wafer part is chocolate. So,
and the inside is pink and purple.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. I need a chocolate wafer. I'm not a fan of any of the other.
The golden ones, I think, are good though too.
Not
but
bad.
I like the store brand.
Mm-hmm. We'll be talking cookies and a lunch by the river and a family natural food guests and all kinds of stuff in the next hour. And we'll kick it off with our pet of the week coming up. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Jury deliberations at former President Donald Trump's hush money trial set to enter a second day. CBS's Jared Hills at the courthouse in New York.
The seven men and five women who make up the jury are deliberating just feet away from the courtroom. No cell phones are allowed, but they do have access to a laptop with all of the evidence.
President Biden set to make his first state visit to France next week. More than 183,000 customers in Texas still have no power after severe storms pounded the state this week. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore says there are more in store today.
Toward the middle and end of next week, finally, Texas can get a break from all this severe weather.
The hacker group Shiny Hunters claims it's gotten a hold of names, emails, phone numbers, credit card details from 560 million Ticketmaster customers around the world. Reports say they're trying to sell the information online for $500,000. The Australian government says it's investigating. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Yellow Home Food Delivery Service is closing four warehouses in Wisconsin. The company used to be known as Schwann's. It says it's closing operations in Eau Claire, Marshfield, Wausau, and Rice Lake. 32 people are being laid off. The company tells state officials the layoffs are permanent. Supporters of Act 10 say all kinds of Wisconsin public workers could go on strike if a Madison judge restores their union rights. On the other hand, Governor Evers says he doesn't think so.
People have the right to organize and to collectively bargain. It encourages conversation. It doesn't encourage people walking off the job.
Meanwhile, it appears Judge Jacob Frost may have signed a Scott Walker recall petition during the Act 10 debate. He's not commenting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Raptors scored their first home win of the season last night. They beat the Waterloo Bucks 7-6. They are now 2-1 for the season. They play their second game against Waterloo tonight with the first pitch at 6:35. Friday, they will play the currently undefeated Wausau Woodchucks. Don't let the road construction stop you from coming out to Witter Field. You can access Lincoln Street from Witter Street and from Chestnut Street. The north entrance to the parking lot is open. There's music in the park in Port Edwards tonight. Bring your lawn chair and stop down to Ripple Creek Park to enjoy some excellent music from Yellow Pellet and great food from Chatterbox Catering. People will also be there selling snacks. This is the first music fest of the year from 5 to 8 tonight at 670 Verbunker Avenue in Port Edwards. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower, 75. And then more rain and thunderstorms likely Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host James behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good stuff on the way. We're going to get into some local entertainment news. We've got a new reality show that we want to tell you about. We're also going to get into some fun stuff a little bit later. The 10 states with the longest work commutes. We've got that coming up, along with how many of us consider doing the dishes exercise and things like that. It's a Thursday. We kick things off the way we like to around here with our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society. We have Tim in studio with us. Tim, always good to see you. How you doing, sir?
Good. Good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Wanted to let Melissa know that Tim has his headphones on so we can hear you if you want to interact with us. And we certainly want to start off by sending a gigantic shout out not only to our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society, but Johnson Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership, your hometown proud family owner owned dealership. Need to upgrade your current ride or find a safe vehicle for your new driver? We are here for you. Full service from test drive to financing and repairs. We love this community and our area residents. Team at Johnson has been doing this for a long time in this area, and a big appreciation to them. Buy local, support local, everybody. Tim, we have some notes today before we get to our pet of the week.
We'll go right to the pet of the week.
All right.
This one, I see you can look him up, is Diesel.
Oh, Diesel, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of a sad case. This one, he's a 9-year-old mixed breed. And he has stage 2 cancer in his right hind leg. And he just had a growth remove from his ear, left ear. Diesel's had kind of a rough life. He was with us, then he got adopted, got returned. It was kind of complicated the way he came to us. It was really a weird situation, basically a surrender. So what we're looking for, he's going to need a special home. We don't know how long he has yet, how the cancer will progress. So we just are looking for a nice forever home just so he can not, I would say, pass away in the shelter. We're looking for that. So anybody out there that can take care of a special needs dog, please come and apply for adoption. And then do a meet and greet, and hopefully can take Diesel home.
And he's got such a sweet face.
Yeah, this dog, I encourage you to go to SWCHS.com, look up Diesel yourself, look at this dog in the face, and tell me it's not one of the sweetest dogs you've ever seen.
He really is.
I've looked at a lot of animals over the years, Tim. I know you have, Melissa has, our listeners have, and this is one of the sweetest looking dogs I've ever seen. And if I can be blunt, and I don't mean to be cruel here, not only do we not know with any animal how long we have, none of us know how long we have. None of this is, none is predicted. None is in stone here or anything.
Right.
Diesel's life, we don't know how long he has. We know it may not be long, but we do know we can make it good. We do know we can make it better. And you take an animal like this in, what you're doing not only for the Humane Society, your community, what you're doing for Diesel, think about what you're doing for yourself, too. This is a feel-good situation. You don't get a lot of wins in life. This is one of those ones where you're creating one by bringing this animal in. You're doing some good. You're helping out the animal, helping out the Humane Society, so many of these things. But don't lose sight of the fact that you and possibly your family are going to love having Diesel in and have a lifetime memory from this.
Great point. That's
none of this is guaranteed. And I'm not trying to say that in a cruel, weird way. I'm saying that as a way to encourage people, to get people to realize more and more how important that animals like this deserve a home as much as a puppy or a kitten.
Right. Or another human being.
Yes, absolutely, Tim.
That's a good point you made.
Yeah. Check out Diesel. You can find out more about him at SWCHS.com.
Okay, I wanted to update everybody a little bit on our employment situation. We're in the final stage now for a new director of operations, hopefully next week.
Oh, great.
We'll see how that goes. We currently have a number of people that are in the process for our ACT, our animal care technicians. We're filling up spots. So,
very cool.
And we also have had a nice response with volunteers.
Good.
So
our volunteers are working out really good. We have dog walkers. We're going to begin training them in feeding and cleaning the kennels. In the cat room, we have a lot of people come and interact with the cats. It is really nice. A question had come up that I want to go over again, just so people are aware out there. We get asked about juveniles volunteering or working at the shelter. Unfortunately, we cannot employ anyone under 18.
Yeah.
For volunteers, we don't let anyone under 18 in the dog room just because of the potential for something bad to happen.
Well, animals can be unpredictable.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so can children.
Yes. And if you're going one by another, we try never to get them. There are certain dogs react. They don't like other dogs. So in the cat room, though, we will allow a minor to participate and volunteer as long as their parent are there and they sign a waiver. So that's the difference.
Yeah. And this is common for most of our humane societies, actually up in the Oshkosh area where my my youngest, my daughter Isabel, grew up and everything. Izzy's got one of the greatest hearts I've ever known. She loves animals and really from a young age wanted to work at a shelter and volunteer at one. She was too young. And I mean, she wanted to do this at like 14. So by the time she's like 16, 17 years old, my ex-wife and I, you know, we sign a waiver, we allow her to do this, and she's able to do it and everything. So it's something that is possible. It's just you got to, you know, work with the Humane Society on this and keep in mind this is for the betterment not only of the Humane Society and the animals, but for the child as well. It's for everybody's best, you know. Again, being blunt, the Humane Society is not turning down volunteers if they don't have to.
Safety first.
Safety first. And the animals first. All these things have to come first. So it's a great note to make, Tim. I appreciate you touching on that.
Yes.
And great to hear about the position, you know, and the not only getting some good candidates, but having it narrowed down and everything. I do got to ask, if when you announce this finally, when we do have this position filled, are you still going to be joining us, or will we have the new member joining us? How are we gonna I know our listeners are wondering, so you continue to do this, so we don't. I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have an idea?
Maybe.
Okay.
We'll see how things
go. That's a good answer. That's all right.
We don't know if the new person was going to want to come in.
Tim,
some people are afraid to go on the radio. I don't know.
Yeah. But let me tell you, man, I am so used to maybe being the answer to most of my questions in life. That is a fine answer. I'm fine with that. We really appreciate the work that you guys are doing over there. Before we wrap up, Tim, is there anything we as a community can do to help out? We understand that you're pretty full with volunteers and walkers. Are there some other needs, you know, that you could use for cats, for dogs, anything like that, food, any of these things?
Yes. If you go on the website or Facebook, mostly Facebook, there is a wish list that we put out. We try not to bother the public if we can, but right now, like, we're short on cat litter. We have a kind of a cat explosion, so we do. I know paper towels, we're running a little low. So if somebody feels generous, wants to donate, go look on our website, check out the list. We do get a lot of other things dropped off, but just yesterday, I was just going to note, there were three ladies and a young lady out, and they had a bunch of flats. They were planting flowers. The front of the building looks beautiful now.
Oh, cool. Nice. Oh, that's great to hear. And appreciation to them, but thank you to them for doing that. That's great.
Exactly.
Tim, we encourage people to be able to pick these items up. Now, will we call ahead to drop them off or just stop by and drop them off if we have paper towels or cat food or something like that?
Check out our hours, and you don't have to call ahead of time.
Okay.
Just come on out when we're open.
Yes.
And we and some people just leave things late.
No, yeah, they do. Yeah.
Or so. We'll find a stray dog in a kennel with nothing or cats running out front. It does happen, so we just ask.
Nah. Yeah. I speaking for myself, only myself on this one. If you have to surrender an animal, completely understand. If you have to do this, please do it when they are open.
Yeah,
please
do it ethically.
At the very least you could do, please wait until they are open, that they are aware of the animal being there. My fur brother Sam was just left out there, and I think he's still messed up from it. I think he's still a little traumatized from it.
Abandonment issues.
I cannot leave the house without the dog losing his mind. He's worried about somebody coming home and stuff, and he's still they've had him for like 7-8 years and he still does this. Animals are really affected by these things.
Sensitive.
And it's, again, you took the animal in. It's the least you can do to hang on to it overnight or for another hour or two until the Humane Society knows the animal is coming there. It is literally the least you can do, I would think. And that's just me talking. I'm not speaking for anybody else.
You're absolutely correct.
Appreciate you, Tim, being with us. Thanks so much for stopping by. Again, everybody, find out more about Diesel and some of these amazing animals over at the Humane Society at SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. You can give them a call at 423-0505. 423-0505, and be sure to stop on by at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Tim, thank you again for the time.
Thank you.
And we want to say a big thank you to our friends at Johnson Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership, your hometown proud family-owned dealership. Need to upgrade your current ride or find a safe vehicle for your new driver? We are here for you. Full service from test drive to financing and repairs. Love this community and our area residents. Buy local, support local. Visit our friends over at Johnson Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership today. We'll be back with more Morning Show on WFHR.
Spring has arrived, and so have many new and used vehicles at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, your neighborhood family-owned dealership, and this week's proud sponsor of Pet of the Week on locally grown radio, WFHR. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. to hear about what's happening at the Southwood County Humane Society and learn about a pet that may become a new friend. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep is located at 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and online at johnsonsons.com.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
When I say peanuts, popcorn, and America's pastime, what do you think of? Baseball! So save the date as the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters open for the 15th season Tuesday, May 28th against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Get a free magnetic schedule, too. Opening week continues with a mini bat giveaway May 30th and Friday night fireworks on the 31st. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids and opening week for Rafters Baseball.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower, 75. And then more rain and thunderstorms likely Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Do you like good music? Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We want to send a big shout out to our friend Tim from the Southwood County Humane Society.
For sure.
Thank him for joining us. A big thank you to Johnson as well, Johnson & Sons. We appreciate them. Sponsoring the segment as well. Find out more about diesel, everybody. SWCHS.com. SWCHS.com. We'll get that out there before you again before we wrap up the show today.
You can make his days better, and he will make your days better.
Well said. Very well said, Melissa. That's a good line, by the way. You put that on a shirt. That's pretty good. We're going to talk local events in a moment, everybody. We got some great local things going on in our area, entertainment-wise. We want to tap into some of that. But first, we got to go into this one. And yesterday, we had one of our favorite listeners, Kevin, joining us. And Kev mentioned that he was, looked around, watched a little bit of reality TV, and I've heard from some of our listeners over the years that really do enjoy a lot of the reality TV shows out there.
Yeah, somebody enjoys it. There's an awful lot of it out there.
That's just the thing, and I try to mention this anytime I take a shot at reality TV, and I also try to mention journalistically that I am a little biased on this. Reality TV takes away jobs from other actors. Mm-hmm. I am one of those actors, so I have somebody something in this race, to be said. I also think that there is a lot of people out there, like the Jerry Seinfelds and some of these people, that bark and moan about, well, there's no, they're not making, you know, sitcoms anymore and some of these things. Well, if people watched them, they'd make them. If people aren't watching them, they're not going to, you know.
Well, no, they're not going to get the money for it then.
I could never understand when I was a kid growing up how the National Enquirer, like why people bought it or why they were publishing it. You know, who cares about Bat Boy? Who, you know, what are these stories and everything they're covering? And then the smartest human being I've ever known, my mother, is staring at the National Enquirer, looking at it like, oh, Bat Boy. Like, you know, they wouldn't be publishing it if people weren't buying it.
I do. I'll admit, I look at the headlines and the when I'm standing in the grocery store aisle, but that's just because I'm waiting to check. I don't pick it up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what she was doing.
I thought that's what you did with them.
Right.
Just look at the front cover. It's all you need.
I don't believe my mother ever bought one in her life. She'd look at those articles. She'd be looking at them and everything. We'd stand in a line for so long. So all of that being said, like a lot of things in life that, you know, we are seeing the creative process kind of like stall on. I don't think it's dead, but stall on when it comes to sitcoms or movies or some of these things. Reality TV shows have hit a wall. They've run out of ideas. They did.
You mean the Golden Bachelor didn't do so well that they're going to do another season of it?
Right. Yeah. Which, by the way, I haven't, again, watch what you watch, get your entertainment where you do. But the people that are watching any of those Bachelor shows or anything, if you think that they're still going to fight like true love, like, I mean, if you're watching it and you understand you're watching a car crash. Like, you're watching it, you're like the person who watches NASCAR just to see car crashes. Like, that's what you're watching for. As long as you own that, I have no issue with it. But be honest about why.
Is there any reason to watch NASCAR?
Yeah. They go fast. So, all of that being said, and everybody putting on their adult hat, everybody be adults for this.
My adult hat right now.
I know. I don't even know where mine is. a whole new batch of contestants who have never really done certain things are about to join an island. Hulu has ordered a new show called Virgin Island.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It's exactly what it sounds like. A bunch of people who have never had sex will, quote, date, participate in unique and romantic activities together and make major decisions and commitments to one another.
Oh, no.
There's no word on a release date yet, but you can apply online if you're over 21 and, of course, you know, a virgin. That's the criteria for this. Yeah. The contestants they get for this one, I gather, are going to look a lot different than some of the other shows that they do. I don't know where else they go after this. They've done young people, they've done older people. It's middle-aged island. Where, you know, a bunch of people who are just hanging on to their youth get together and everything. You've got the guy who's in his late 40s, dyeing his hair with the Ed Hardy shirt, dosing himself in Axe body spray. You've got...
Please don't do that. Nobody do that.
Oh, I like. Now I'm actually liking this idea. Middle-age island. I like just a bunch of people getting together who are having their midlife crisis.
It's not a bad idea, to be honest, James.
How did you get a Corvette on an island? How did you do that?
I built it piece by piece.
Kind of actually, the more I'm talking about this, I'm talking myself into it. I kind of liking the idea, actually.
We should do reality shows that are actually, you know, like based on reality. Single moms and the difficulties in finding childcare.
Yes.
You know, how many rejection calls can you get, or how many calls that don't get answered? How many messages can you leave at a place that has no openings and doesn't have staff?
I'm 1,000% with you on this, Melissa. Only I want the single parents trying to date and navigate the dating world, along with all the other factors
of finding
childcare, find a babysitter, all those things,
and also find love.
Yeah. Along with all this, try to have a life, try to have a personal life and everything. Yeah, that not only would that be a great show and a show that I would watch, I wonder how many other people would.
Yeah, well, because it's actually a reality that so many people face.
I don't know, because to me, I always thought that the rise of reality TV was in part because people finally found something relatable, and they found the TV sitcoms not as relatable as they used to be. Ever since, though, I've watched some of these reality TV shows, seen scenes of them. I used to watch this TV show called The Soup. with Joel McHale, and he would it was just basically a show, a clip show of taking, you know, the most horrible clips from these reality shows and showing them to you and stuff. and that's all
drama.
I've really
drama.
Yeah, that's all I've really seen, but that's all there really is with these shows. So it's not about reality. And as a side note to everybody out there, there has never been a quote-unquote reality TV show that is actually reality. There is a script. It is not a strong script. It is not something where word for word, but they have an outline for a segment. Okay, we need you to talk about this and this, and somebody throw some wine in somebody's face.
Yeah. Wait, this is the objective. Get to here where everything's crazy. Yeah. And then we'll cut scene.
The housewives of you know, blah 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 county or whatever and everything. That they for one, how much wine do they actually drink? Because all I ever see is them throwing wine in people's faces. I don't. How much
I've
do they actually
seen
drink?
An episode. I don't know.
But those a show like that, they're gonna create a scenario where okay, somebody's probably going to throw some wine at somebody. So we'll do this and this to make that happen. That's not how life works. That's not reality. And having that being said, I thought that people would want to watch these shows because they'd find something relatable. It seems like most people watch these shows, again, because they want to see a car crash.
They're trying to escape reality.
Yeah.
Their
yeah.
own reality.
And so I don't know if that show would do good or not.
And the... Do that because I haven't seen a lot of them, you know, to be fair. But what I have seen, or the little advertisements that I've seen, these reality TV personalities don't look like people I see every day on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, even the Golden Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
How many men look like that?
Yeah.
What was he, in his 70s?
Yeah, yeah. And it turns out there was a reason he looked that way. Hadn't worked a whole lot, it seemed like. Hadn't not exactly honest, not exactly truthful, it seems like, from what we've heard about that. And honestly, I mean, not a lot of people are. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how popular that show is and what other creations they come up with after
what
that.
Comes next.
We'll certainly be covering it. I want to cover some local events. We could spend time talking about this celebrity or that celebrity. I want to spend some time on some local events with
local
you, Melissa.
Celebrities, yes.
We got some great things, and some of them kicking off today, one of them being Lunch by the River.
Lunch by the River. It's happening at 11 o'clock today. 11 to 1, right?
11:30 to 1, yes.
11:30 to 1.
And every Thursday in June, July, and August, you can count on this, 11:30 to 1 every Thursday over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Family-friendly event, free to attend. They got food vendors down there with some great stuff for you.
Good to bring cash if you can, because some vendors don't accept credit cards.
Mm-hmm. It's just some of the food that you'll have down there: Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, MCG Services, Jamaican Kitchens, Granny's Beach and Ice, Two Hearts Catering, and you're going to have some great entertainment from Bob Allen.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, Bob's great. I got to get Bob on Director's Cut. Bob's nice. Great. I like him. Find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, and we'll meet you at Lunch by the River today and every Thursday, everybody, including one coming up.
Next week.
We're
going to be there.
Next week, we'll be at Lunch by the River, everybody. We want you to come on by, say hi. We've got some special news that we want to share with you before that next week, that we've got an exciting thing coming up that we want to get into with everybody.
I hope we're going to be talking about that earlier than Thursday, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, much earlier than Thursday. Yes, yes. Well, let's just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off here.
All right.
We are going to be having a virtual town hall meeting. Where we're going to be welcoming our community to join us, part of this, like any other town hall meeting, where we're going to be there to hear your feedback, hear from you and the things that you're looking for, things that you like, things that you don't like that we're doing, and take all that in.
Yeah, and it's going to be that Thursday night, correct?
Yes, it'll be next 6th? Thursday night at 6, and we're very excited about this.
June 6th on the 6th.
We will be making it real easy for everybody, and not just for me. We will also be giving you the information of where to get the Zoom link for this, and that such. We'll have it on our Facebook page. We'll be putting it on our all of our regular posts and some of that, too, and we'll be sure to get that information out to you with plenty of time in advance, but we are looking forward to that.
Because we want to hear from you about what you want to hear from us.
Again, we'll attend Lunch by the River today, everybody, 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. Also wanted to remind everybody, our great friends over at Family Natural Foods have a great event going on tonight. Terry Naturally going to be in town.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Join them for this wonderful, fun event. For those that don't know, Terry Lemron is not only the voice of Terry Talks Nutrition, which you can hear every Saturday right here at this radio station, sponsored by our friends at Family Natural Foods. But Terry is I consider the GOAT, the godfather of the supplement industry. There are a number of different things that Terry has brought to the masses here in the States, and our health and our lives are better for it. This is going to be a great event, and Terry is back. He's been he's joined us a couple of times here in town for this event, and it's a fun one. Am I getting this wrong?
Are you sure? I think it
was yesterday. It was yesterday. Yeah. I apologize, everybody. I apologize. Yeah.
That's okay. But you can stop down if you missed it. Stop down at Family Natural Foods and ask about what you missed and see his products, because they carry the Terry Naturally products there at Family Natural Food. And they can give you a brief overview of what happened last night talking about optimal wellness and longevity.
I had all these notes put together for yesterday, and I had them mixed up with today's, and I had them flipped around.
It happens, James. You're only human. And I'm flipped around. I hate to tell you this, but you're only human.
I like to support our friends at Family Natural Foods. Not only do they support us here at the radio station, but this community so well. So I really do try to nail these things. I apologize for that, everybody. I do encourage you to check out Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Their doors are open. Reach out to them and find out, like Melissa said, how the event went yesterday and what events they have coming up.
Yeah.
Bluegrass at the Lake around the corner.
Oh, the Brittany Sailor Memorial.
Yeah, Brittany Sailor Bluegrass at the Lake Memorial Musical Festival. Carolyn joins us every year around this time for this event. And if you missed it this year, we encourage you to go ahead and check out our Midday Magazine or the morning shows where we've talked about this. We've also talked about it with Sheriff Sean Becker before, and Sean will be there.
Awesome.
This is a really, really fun event. Live music all weekend long from Thursday to Sunday. June 6th is when this kicks off. It's a really, really cool event with a lot of great bands.
Oh, yeah. Like Wazicha, Red Sands Beach, right?
Yep. It's a real festival, too. They're going to have raffle baskets, an annual griddle cook-off, festival fair, and touch a truck. You can find out more by checking out their Facebook page. Go to your Facebook search bar and type in Brittany Sailor Bluegrass at the Lake Memorial Music Festival, or just Bluegrass at the Lake, and you should be able to find it.
Yeah, and Saturday's a community day, so they have free events all, like, through, I think, starting at, like, 10 o'clock and all throughout the day.
It's a wonderful event. It's a really fun event, and it is a beautiful event. And as I always like to do, I would like to thank Carolyn and the whole Sailor family for them sharing this experience, sharing Brittany's memory with us, and bringing bluegrass to our area. We love bluegrass, love this festival. Again, find out more. You can go to bluegrassatthelake.com or go into your Facebook page and type into their Bluegrass at the Lake and find out more, everybody. Going on tonight, we have a Lincoln High School concert at the PAC.
Hey.
Lincoln High School choir concert's happening at the PAC tonight, 7 o'clock, and this will wrap up the area school spring concert season.
The last one of the year.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. It's going to be a fun one. Support the arts, support these kids, and enjoy yourselves and have a great time.
Absolutely.
We want to also remind everybody that our friends at over at the Historic Point Boss have some great events coming up for you as well. They have great events all year long, and they are always encouraging groups. You know, if you're a school group or if you're a summer school group or something like that, I encourage you to head on by and check out some of the fun events that they have going on there with that. And
for tours.
And, of course, they have the Point Boss Pioneer Festival going on June 8th, Saturday, June 8th, 10 to 5, and June 9th, 10 to 4. A lot of great events with that. Find out more at historicpointboss.com, historicpointboss.com. And let's wrap up talking a little Wausau Community Theater, Melissa.
All right, let's do it.
Our friends over there have Anything Goes coming up this Friday, May 31st.
I watched their little clip that they have on their Facebook page right now, James, and they sound amazing. They have a full band playing behind them, and the full cast is on stage. dancing and singing. It's great.
Yeah, yeah, they do a great job over there. Mm-hmm. And they got some of the best entertainers in the state on that stage. I've gotten to see some little previews and clips of what they're doing, and there is just an incredible show just waiting for you to take in, everybody.
I've been whistling the opening song all
morning. Yes, me too. Yeah, not another last night I was doing it, but yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. It's such a great show. It's a classic.
It's Cole Porter.
Mm-hmm. And all this being said, this is also an opportunity for you to invest in your community, invest in Wausau, and help keep Wausau Community Theater going.
Yeah, because they're struggling. They need help.
Mm-hmm. It's important to keep the arts around, everybody. Encourage you to do so. Find out more by going to wausaucommunitytheater.org. That's wausaucommunitytheater.org. Get your tickets and take in this great event. And again, buy local, support local. That includes the arts.
Mm-hmm.
Get to our state and local news, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little rafters, and we'll talk about the longest commutes. What are the 10 states with the longest work commutes?
All right.
All that coming up for you on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State of Wisconsin Investment Board is investing in cryptocurrency. The board manages assets for public employees' retirement funds. The most recent filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission shows it's invested more than $187 million in funds and companies associated with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Sunday is Heat Action Day. Wisconsin's population is getting older, and climate change is making things dangerous. Dr. Freddie Otto is with World Weather Attribution.
Especially for those elderly people, people living in poor housing in general, are those who bear the brunt of these extreme heat waves that we see across the world.
Wisconsin spends 11 more days than we used to with highs in the 90s or hotter. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Anything Goes opens with the Wausau Community Theater tomorrow. They'll be performing at the UW Center for Civic Engagement for 8 performances, starting May 31st at 7:30. This fun musical by Cole Porter will have you dancing in your seat. Performances continue through June 9th. Visit the Wausau Community Theater Facebook page for all the details. Tomorrow is the kickoff of the Hub City Concert Series at Wenzel Family Plaza in Marshfield. On May 31st, you can see the bands Black Hole Suns and Flying Ostrich starting at 7 p.m. You can celebrate June Dairy Month on Saturday in Adams County. The Great Grilled Cheese event happens June 1st from 11 to 1 at the Adams County Fairgrounds 4-H food stand. They'll have a grilled cheese sandwich and a shake for $5. You can enjoy your meal sitting down or drive-through style. All proceeds go to the Adams County 4-H Promotion Committee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers robbed the Cubs. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Blake Perkins had quite a night in center field, robbing the Cubs batters of RBIs, like this diving catch caught on Bally Sports.
There's the way he catches it.
Happ hits it sharply. Center field, Perkins. And Perkins again! Oh, man! Blake Perkins putting on a show. What a performance in center field tonight.
The Brewers went on to win 10-6 over Chicago. Blake Perkins also had a two-run homer in the third and was asked what was he more proud of, the plays in center field or his home run.
That's hard to pick, but I think the catch is, you know, it's a good, like, momentum shift for us. That ball gets over or hits the wall, then we're down, runs that inning. So I think the catch was big, and then I was just trying to follow my teammates, what they did that inning, and was lucky enough to put a ball and play well.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic. No more nasty whip. Rocket Septic. They won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
To everyone who can't get enough bacon, we're cooking up something savory for you at Culver's. If you thought our cook-to-order Bacon Deluxe couldn't get any better, wait until you get a taste of it with our new thick-cut bacon. It's savory, it's smoky, with just a hint of sweetness. Try it on the Bacon Deluxe, or add it to all your Culver's favorites. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz-Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower, 75. And then more rain and thunderstorms likely Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Yep. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and Seth and James here with you, and I just almost said Seth again.
I almost did.
Because I got Pam over here, and I looked over to the corner of my eye, and I'm like, oh, I got another co-host. We've got some fun stuff to get into in a moment here, but Pam, you wanted to join us for a moment.
Yes, good morning. Yes. Mm-hmm. I wanted to wish a lady out there a birthday. I'm sorry I didn't have her name on the list when you read it an hour ago, but I just wanted to make sure that I wished Libby Rosendick a very happy birthday today. So she lives
happy
in
birthday,
the
Libby.
Yes, she lives in the Wisconsin Rapids area, and her husband Luli used to be the farm director here at WFHR Radio. He worked with us for quite a number of years. He was the person that set up all the dairy breakfast, June dairy breakfast that WFHR and our FM station was involved in, and did lots of farm reporting, actually had his own show in the morning and probably the noon hour. He had some of the farm shows in the noon hour. And
great voice, too. Had a great voice.
Yes, he did. Right.
Well, Libby, we wish you a very happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
And I say, Pam, you're the boss about this, but
yes.
I think we include Libby in the list. I think we throw her in the list for our birthday and anniversary club when we grab our winner at the end of the month. We'll just throw her name into the list. I think that's fair.
Right.
One more time, want to wish Libby a happy birthday.
Yes. And last evening, I got a chance to go to the Lincoln High School Orchestra concert over at the PAC Center, and I thought it was a wonderful concert.
Yeah.
The groups did a wonderful, fantastic job. It was a lot of good music, just a lot of enthusiasm. It was a huge group. It filled when they had the full orchestra with all the band instrumentalists. It just filled that whole stage up at the PAC. It was just wonderful.
It's a great place to see a show for one.
Yes.
It's the acoustics in there are so wonderful, and these kids work so hard. The teachers do such a great job with them. It's nice to be able to support them. Good on you for going. Real quick, you were in a band, weren't you, in school? Pat?
Yes, I was in orchestra, right. I played violin for about 8 years.
Yeah.
Right. And what I see nowadays is so much different than we.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is instrumentalists that came on stage and they were playing and dancing on stage along, you know, with the rest of the orchestra behind them that were playing the songs. And at one point in time, they had these little, I don't know what they were. I'd like to
find out more about them, but they were like these little glow sticks that
they
put on the bows.
Yeah.
And then they turned the lights down low, and everybody had, tiny so little cool. lights on their stands. Oh. And the stage was dark, but except for the little glow sticks on their bows mm-hmm. and their light stands.
They
and,
put a little showmanship into it.
Yes.
They do such a great job. It's so creative. It's so fun. And I ask about your experience with this. I know that I was in a high school band as mm-hmm. well. And a lot of our listeners out there. Melissa, were you in?
No,
I didn't think so.
No, I was in choir.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. But similar, in the music arts and everything. We can all understand not only what the arts did for us and helped us not only find our voice and grow, come out of our shell a little bit more, feel more confident in front of people, but what it felt like to have our parents or somebody we knew in the stands, but it was also just the people that we didn't even know, having mm-hmm. neighbors and community members coming and supporting us. The encouragement that gives, the silent encouragement that is, cannot be really put into words. And appreciate you not only sharing that with us, Pam, but you going and attending and giving that to these kids.
And like I said, I think you mentioned tonight's the choir concert, so mm-hmm. there's another opportunity. I think the band has had a number of concerts already because the director, Ginger Martin, mentioned how many times these band members have already been on stage this, spring, and they worked it, one more time. And, it takes a lot of practice to get all your orchestra students playing together with the band students. You have, only so much time during your class times during the day, and but it sounded wonderful.
Yeah, they did a great job from what I heard, and I really appreciate you sharing that mm-hmm. with us, Pam. Thank
Hopefully
you.
Hopefully they can pack the pack tonight.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For the next one.
Pack the pack. Yeah.
And I do hear, I read in the program that the orchestra has a trip to Nashville in June, and
ooh.
I thought, oh my goodness, that's
how cool.
What a nice opportunity. I don't know much. I don't know details about the trip or.
What's
happening, but
you go to Nashville and you're gonna run into some great music. You're gonna run into
inspiration.
That's a really cool thing for these kids.
And they'll be playing there as a as an orchestra.
That's awesome.
There, so
but good for
what
them.
An opportunity.
Support the arts, everybody. Support these kids. One more concert, LHS choir concert going on tonight at the LHS PAC. It'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. Be sure to get your tickets and show up over there. And a quick reminder to everybody out there, when the school season kicks off, or even during the summer here, when you have these high school events, when you have these local events going on, reach out to Pam and our team so we can get them on the air and celebrate them and get people to attend. info@wfhr.com is a quick way to reach Pam. You can always also
call us.
424-1300 is our front desk line. Thank you again for
thanks.
The time, Pam.
Nice
thank
to
you.
Join you.
Yeah, it was good to talk
you,
with
Pam.
You.
Melissa.
We'll take our final time out. We'll come back. We'll talk about longest commutes and some local things going on the morning show here at WFHR.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
Baseball history runs deep in Wisconsin Rapids. Witter Field was built in 1928, officially dedicated in 1934. It's been the site of some great matchups too, including the first Rafters win in June of 2010. This year marks the Rafters' 15th season, and you won't want to miss a moment of game time fun. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball. Find more at northwoodsleague.com/WisconsinRapidsRafters.
Spring has arrived, and so have many new and used vehicles at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, your neighborhood family-owned dealership, and this week's proud sponsor of Pet of the Week on locally grown radio WFHR. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. to hear about what's happening at the Southwood County Humane Society and learn about a pet that may become a new friend. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep is located at 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and online at johnsonsons.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we?
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we learn about Riverside Rhythms coming to downtown Waukesha in hour number two. A new GOP coloring book should be fascinating conversation. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop to 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower, 75. And then more rain and thunderstorms likely Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. We hope you're having a good day out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll take you to the top of the hour, Melissa and I, but want to remind you that we got great stuff on the radio dial all day long for you.
That's right.
Stick around for Matt and Air on the Air, one of your favorite shows. If you haven't listened, haven't checked it out, it's going to be one of your favorite shows. Be sure to check it out. It's a great time. Jane does an amazing job with that show. They have much fun on that show. We've, of course, got other great programming on for you a little bit later. Join us for the Maggie Dawn Show at 2 o'clock. And then 3 to 4, Midday Magazine. We'll talk more about that a little bit later in a little moment here. But the U.S. Department of Energy just released some new stats on the average commute time by state. And overall, the average one-way commute in America is 27 minutes.
27.
The state where people are spending the most time commuting is New York. People there spend 33 minutes getting to work. Maryland is second, followed by New Jersey, District of Columbia, and Massachusetts.
Yeah, heavily dense places.
California is only sixth at under 30 minutes, despite its notorious crammed freeways. If you think you can get anywhere in California in a half an hour, good luck. Good luck to you. I wish you well. I just
need to go two blocks, James.
Yeah. That's it. That's all. I've been there. I've been there. I was in LA and just trying to get literally the other side of the street. And I was in the passenger, but it was a nightmare trying to get over there. It was crazy. I've never experienced any kind of traffic like that kind of traffic. The Dan Ryan could get crazy in Chicago, but man, there's nothing like the 5-10 highway roads out there and stuff.
Yeah, that many lanes is crazy.
If you want to move to a state with a short commute, consider both of the Dakotas. South Dakota and North Dakota have average commute times of less than 18 minutes. Wyoming is the next shortest, followed by Montana, Nebraska, and then Alaska.
So the commute time doesn't seem to have as much to do with the distance as with the traffic.
Yeah, it's kind of wild when you think about it. I don't know that I would have really, I don't know that I ever really thought too much about this, to be honest, but in just off the top of my head, I don't know that I would necessarily guess that. In fact, I would have thought in some ways New York wouldn't be, you know, one of the fastest times, but it wouldn't be so bad because of all the public transportation and the different ways to get around. Yeah. So many people I know from New York don't own a vehicle. There's plenty of people that don't even have a driver's license out there because they just use public transportation or walk.
And it's probably so expensive to have a car.
Yeah.
You got to have a place to put it.
It's a little surprising, the list, but not too much, I guess, and kind of interesting for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had anticipated it being a lot more like the long commutes in rural areas because living out in the country, it's a 20-minute drive to the grocery store.
Yeah. And anytime you're walking with the masses, you know, you're moving at their speed. I don't know, but I have long legs and I'm a fast walker, and I don't begrudge people whatever they speed. I don't begrudge people whatever speed they go, but man, I have had so many times in my life where I'm walking, I'm just trying to get around somebody, and I can't get around them. They're a slow walker, which is fine.
You're trying not to be rude,
yeah,
but it's really hard to be stuck behind a slow walker.
It could get a little difficult. We are going to take a quick look at some good stories and some good things going on. And as I mentioned, coming up today from 3 to 4 is some good stories. It is our Midday Magazine for today. We got a great one to kick things off. We're going to talk with Love, Inc. of Southwood County.
Oh, Oh, good.
We have Pastor Eric Hambrook joining us. He's the ED over there, along with Jan Fisher. They're going to join us. We'll talk a little Love, Inc. with them. Looking forward to it. And in part two, Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County, will be with us. We love talking 4-H, love talking with Laura. That's going to be a great conversation.
Excellent.
Looking forward to it. Again, want to remind you one more time, the Lincoln High School Choir Concert going on tonight at the PAC.
Yes, don't miss it.
7 o'clock, join them over at the Performing Arts Center, taking a great show. Buy local, support the arts, everybody. It is going to be a lot of fun. Also want to remind everybody that you can make a difference in your community. You can help impact the future. You can invest in the future just by being a part of Stuff the School Bus Desk. It's a collaborative community initiative led by our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties to ensure every student has the supplies they need to learn.
Yeah, to learn and succeed in school.
If you are a family or that could use these supplies, we encourage you to register right now. You can do that at uwswac.org. There's a banner that'll pop up. You can just click on that. You can also call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 to 5.
Register early so that you can pick your pickup slot on the days of pickup in August.
Yeah. School supplies will be distributed during Stuff the Desk on August 16th and 17th at East Junior High School, located at 311 Lincoln Street. And make sure to do that. And it's certainly if people that want to donate, people that want to put into this, you can make a difference in our student lives with school supply or monetary donations collected at the Stuff the School Bus Collective event at Lunch by the River on Thursday, August 1st.
That's great.
There's also going to be places you can drop items off at when the time comes. They got to get the supplies, and then they'll find out a little bit more of what they need. But we can help them with that right now by dropping off supplies or monetary donations. Find out more at uwswac.org, uwswac.org, and be listening tomorrow. Terry John, CEO of Your United Way, will be joining us.
Yeah, I think they have their diaper drive going on right now, too.
They, Melissa, yes, they do. Oh, nicely done. I wanted to talk about that because I think this is a really unique and very cool idea and a perfect example of how our United Way listens to the community.
Because diapers are expensive. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They need them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So diapers of any size, wipes, diaper rash creams or pastes or whatever lotion, but unscented if possible, they would prefer.
Yeah. They're doing this diaper collection now until Father's Day, June 14th. You can drop off things Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4, over at United Way office at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. And a big thank you to everybody dropping those diapers off or the monetary donations that you are able to give. We greatly appreciate it. Again, find out more at uwswac.org. And again, remember, we got not just rafter baseball tonight, but we also got baseball on WIRI.
Oh, really?
Well, softball. At 5 o'clock, WIRI is hosting Assumption versus Hillsboro softball at New Lisbon. Mike and Seth going to be covering this one for you. You know it's going to sound good with those two. And if they win this game, they will go to the state WIAA softball tournament next week.
So, oh, way to go.
Yeah, keep going Royals. Keep it up. Mm-hmm. Big congratulations to them on already a successful season. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think that you can catch that game and still listen in on your Rafters when they kick off at 6:20.
Sure.
Rafters hosting Waterloo today. Let's see our Rafters continue to their winning ways. Nice victory for the team last night.
That's right. And this is their second game against Waterloo. Hopefully they can keep that win streak going.
Yeah. For those that didn't see, Rafters, another one-run game. 7-6, they won that one yesterday.
It's close.
Yeah.
But what an exciting game.
Yes.
And despite the construction, you can get to Witter Field, so don't let that stop you.
No. Get on over there. Take in these games at Witter Field. Show them what home field advantage is. And if you can't catch the games in person, keep in mind, every pitch, every hit, every win of Rafter baseball right here at WFHR, where it's always been and always will be. Appreciate our friends over at the Rafters. Get your tickets and find out more at northwoodsleague.com, northwoodsleague.com. And keep in mind, they got some fun promotional stuff going on as well. Today, Solaris mini bat giveaway.
Ooh,
I want one of those. Yeah. Oh, I want one of those. Oh, that's awesome.
Well, maybe you should go, James.
I should go, yeah. Mid-State free tuition night tonight as well. Top of the third inning, one lucky Mid-State student will have a chance to win free tuition.
That's incredible.
Such a great thing to be able to do. A big shout-out to everybody that's a part of that. And keep in mind as well, Budweiser Thursdays, two for one.
Any Thursdays.
Go ahead and check that out, everybody. Find out more, again, at NorthwoodsLeague.com, NorthwoodsLeague.com. Wanted to make sure to touch on this one. Just some local good stories, as our world good stories, Melissa, that I thought were pretty fun. Like, a guy in England is in the news after he installed a little free library outside his house, but for DVDs instead of books.
Oh, cool.
And made it look like a tiny Blockbuster store. It's pretty
classic.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a very cool idea, and it also gives us a chance to shout out all the little free library people, the book little things out there. We don't talk about those very often, but so many communities, including our own, are better for it with that.
Yeah.
We got a lot of
these little free. I've used one.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Take a book, leave a book. It's kind of fun.
It is. There's something really, that's a perfect way to put it. There's something fun about doing that, knowing somebody out there is going to pick up that book that you enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And you give them the same.
Or that you didn't
enjoy. Yeah, that too. Great show today, Melissa.
Yeah, you too, James.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you.